You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week. Hat-trick of hat-tricks, Dan. Hat-trick central. More hat-tricks than you'd see at a Magic Circle convention. We've got even Drago got a hat-trick. He does all the time, obviously. Old Philly Foden and Leandro Trossard, the Belgians, three goals at Anfield. Probably the most unexpected, I suppose. But yes, having a very good season. A hat-trick of hat-tricks. A hat-trick of red cards as well. Emerson Royale, Nathaniel Chalabar, and that sinister Lewis character at Leeds. Sinistera getting sent off for some sort of high-footed stud showing challenges, a lot of them. So, I mean, they seem to be cutting down on that. But what a week for hat-tricks. Dan Pryor, come in now. Hello.
Hello. How many have you got? How many hat-tricks did you have?
I only had, obviously, Haaland in mind, but I think did you have two?
No, I had just Haaland as well.
Oh, no, but you had Maddison, who had a very good game, didn't he?
Well, any obviously. Team that's playing Forest, let's...
Yeah, mate, I know. Well, I agree with that. The Forest game is coming, like we used to say about Fulham. I mean, it's hard to see how he's going to turn it round with a team playing like a team full of strangers. It was quite a humiliating defeat. Seemed inevitable. Another collapse... it's like loads of goals conceded in 10 minutes. It's hard to see any way back, really. Any route that doesn't just lead to relegation. And I don't want to sack Steve Cooper. I'd happily keep him and go back to the Championship with him and take some of the more Championship-level players with us. But
which of those players are on Championship level?
Well, some of them, you know, like obviously... I mean, I could get rid of Jaylings right now, to be honest.
Well, that's what I mean. Which of these are Championship level?
well, I mean, Jaylings is too expensive to have in the Championship. And luckily, he was only on a one-year deal. But, I mean, he is completely out of sorts. He made a mistake for one of their goals. He had one chance and he just dawdled on it for ages and didn't even get a shot away in time. He is completely lost. I think we've lost him to TikTok. And we were warned about that before we signed him, to be honest.
You lot are ecstatic.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because we haven't signed any big marquee names for years, have we? It was like, let's have a little moment of excitement, but that's all gone out the window. But I think, like, you know, like Gibbs White would be good. It is great in the Championship. I'm just not sure if he's ready for the Premier League yet. O'Brien's great in the Championship. We've got a great Championship team.
Brilliant.
But not a great Premier League team. Although, you see, did you watch the game, the Leicester Forest game?
Do you know what? I completely forgot it was even happening. And I very happily got a message. Yeah. There was a topic on my chat about Haaland, people who didn't captain or didn't have Haaland, which there is handful of them.
You put a tweet out on Game Weekend.
Yeah, little Jason captain.
There's a surprising amount of some captainers, yeah, which I suppose...
Stephen Fortin didn't captain him. Yeah, John Connolly didn't captain him. FPL Calderleone didn't captain him. And then Kevin Brown, who switched it to Yeah, who switched it to? I don't know. It was Madison.
Who did he switch it to?
Oh, he went captain. He went to Harry Kane. Sorry, so yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and Kane didn't do quite as well, did he?
So I was one of my friends captained Haaland. He captained Madison, and that kind of didn't work out too badly. So he was
no
gloating, but what happened? I didn't watch the Forest game. I forgot it was happening.
I was very happy because of Madison. Yeah, I mean, Madison is so relaxed and cocky looking that I just dislike him.
Well, he's rucksack, don't you? That's why.
His expensive rucksack.
Yeah, he talked about the other season, yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, that's it, yeah. When he used to hang out with, who was it? He used to hang out with rappers, didn't he, Jake Madison, when he hit the big time?
I mean, it's not as expensive as
his Gucci bag.
Yeah, his £3,000 bag, you said. Not as expensive as a £1.5 million bill for a lawsuit by your wife, but anyway.
Well, no. What I was going to say was Awanihi hit the post just before their goals castigated down on us, because we got battered all game, basically, but we had one chance, and if he had scored it, it might have been a slightly different outcome. But, I mean, I'm clutching at straws. I think Steve Cooper's got two more games. We've got, like, Aston Villa, who aren't having a great season, and then Wolves, who will have a new manager, so it's quite unknown, because now old Large, Bruno Large, has gone, hasn't he, unsurprisingly, after the start of the season they've had. So, yeah, I mean...
Well, it's a little bit surprising. Yeah. I've seen the fans complaining, but they were considered in the Champions League race up until about 20 games to go, I think. Like, it's one of those classic, like West Ham season before, where it's a team and everyone starts saying, oh, they could get Champions League, and then inevitably they don't, but they try to keep it interesting for a while.
They just can't seem to score this season, Wolves.
I weirdly saw an article that linked Steve Cooper to Southampton.
Oh, really? Well, I mean, that's the thing. If we did get rid of him, because obviously it's hard to... When you sign 22 new players, it's hard to work with that, isn't it?
And is that why people don't usually do it?
So, I mean, he was an amazing... Yeah, that's why people don't usually do it. That's right, Dan, yeah. They should have really thought about that. This seems like a strange tactic, just buying everyone. Even Serge Aurier crept in the end. He actually looked all right when he came on against Leicester, but as an attacking force. But like you say, his problem is more in defence with Serge Aurier. But, I mean, obviously it was too many players to manage, but at the champion last season he was a great manager, so he would go on to get another good job. But I just feel like our Greek owners are going to say, well, we gave you £160 million and you've not won a game in 6-7 games, so well, I mean, what else are they going to do? But
so great to me, mate.
Hey, yes, beware of Greeks bearing gifts is, I think, the lesson to learn from this transfer debacle. One interesting tweet I saw, you know, Ben Dinnery, the injury man, the man you go to for injury news, he is getting out of Erling Haaland at this time of, because he's saying there's 82.7%, actually it might even be higher now, his ownership at the moment, obviously he's gone through, it's 83% ownership at the moment. Because obviously everyone's got him because he's a machine. There's even petitions to try and get him banned because he's a robot being talked about. But he's saying he's not having it because it's too boring. And now this is a trap that I've fallen down before with old Salah dodging. Oh. But he's saying the game is boring when that many people own Haaland. So he's getting rid of him and getting in like either Aubameyang, Wilson, or Martial. I mean, that is a brave move from injury master Ben Dinnery, isn't it? Come on.
I mean, I know they've got this gap blank coming, haven't they? The Arsenal City blank in week 12. So, you know, but home to Southampton, it's going to take someone very brave. You know, some people try and make it a bit too complicated, this game. If there's there's a winning formula, stick with it until it don't work anymore. He came off at half-time in the Champions League the other day, didn't he? As we say, we're not entirely sure that he's 100% human. So while that's all working out, stick with him. The more interesting thing is you can change the rest of your squad. Wilson is actually someone I've got my eye on because obviously now I've got to get rid of Mitrovic probably after one of my worst transfers of the season.
That didn't work out well for you, did it? You got rid of Jesus and put Mitrovic in.
Yeah.
Jesus scored, Mitrovic got a blank and then got injured. So you cursed Mitrovic, basically.
He ran off on 36 and he had a booking. Yeah.
I moved quite quickly on Wilson, actually, to get rid of Tony. Tony for Wilson, I thought. Tony Wilson, RIP, the Manchester music legend. I went from Tony to Wilson because they're both playing each other, aren't they? It's Tony Wilson versus... No, Callum Wilson versus Ivan Tony. I've got to stop talking about Tony Wilson this in this coming game week. And I just
if he gets 24 points, there'll be some party people.
Oh, lovely work, lovely work. It's like a goal factory, isn't he, for Callum Wilson, Tony and Wilson.
He did the business for me last season, actually, towards the end,
Yeah, when he's back, because I hadn't even really noticed that he was back from injury until he got his, because as soon as he's back in it, he's back amongst the goals, isn't he? Pretty reliable FPL asset, isn't he, Callum?
Hey, speaking of reliable FPL assets, Newcastle, Trippier, oh, they subbed him off on 82 just before they conceded. I saw they let a goal in and I was going mental.
Amazing, isn't it?
Cannot believe this. And then in comes the, it turns out, subbed off. I mean, everyone's got him now, but still.
Everyone's got him. He's like, everyone's got him.
50% nearly,
Everyone's got Haaland, obviously. Everyone's got Cancelo. I mean, I haven't got him. And he was, they brought him off early to rest him as well, presumably. I don't think he's injured, is he?
Not that I know of.
I don't think there's any signs of injury for him. He just came off early. I think they're the main ones that everyone's got in the... But Aubameyang is an interesting discussion point, Dan, because now he's at Chelsea. He scored in the Champions League. He scored last weekend. Point to prove in the Premier League. But I just, having had him in the past when he was at Arsenal, I found him a bit... he does have purple patches, but mainly not purple, I found, when he was at Arsenal.
What colour? Brown?
Cerise.
That's going to be Googled.
He had cerise patches.
It sounds like he needs a little medical visit. Well, you've had bad luck with Chelsea, haven't you? I mean, obviously last season there was the Alonso Chilwell thing. Then this season you got Sterling, who I don't remember doing too much for you.
Sterling got a 15 not long ago.
season.
2 goals. Yeah, I know. He's got one more week, I think, for me, Sterling. Because he was playing more in a forward role, and that's when he had a little purple patch against Leicester and Southampton. I mean, and now he's just gone back to blue.
I don't even know what score you got. I mean, I got 90 minus 4 because I took a hit because I had injuries to Kulusevski I took out Jesus for Mitrovic and Madison came in, thankfully. But if I look at my team, Dyson, it is awful. Look, Alisson blank. I mean, what Alisson's doing in my team anymore after the way Liverpool's defending, I don't know.
Cancelo
blank. Perisic, not many defenders I'd have at that price blanking more weeks than not. Martinelli only got 4. He's another one with the blank coming up that I'm like, maybe he's someone I should get out of.
That's his first... Isn't that like... No, he has had a few blanks in a row now, hasn't he?
It's just started to peter out a little bit.
To start with. Yeah.
Good player, really good player. Just on FPL, it doesn't... You know, Liverpool home, Leeds away, blank... Yeah, he's got Forest coming up in game week 14. So
well, keep him for that.
Zaha blank, Tony blank, Mitrovic blank. Yeah. The only players that scored for me were Trippier, De Bruyne, Madison, and Haaland.
Yeah, well, that's it. It was one of those weeks, really, wasn't it? Because I mean, the only ones that scored for me were Haaland, Jesus, and Trippier. That's it. Yeah, everyone else got like ones and twos.
So what'd you get?
4 for Martin. They got 77. The average is 68. It's all right. But I mean, everyone's captain in Haaland. So even though I got a decent score, I still went down in most leagues because obviously it goes without saying that everyone's captain Haaland and most of my other players didn't do that well. But like no one on my bench did well, so I didn't particularly lose out.
62 points between us already, right?
Oh yeah, that's nothing, mate. Nothing. But I mean, Madison sort of saved you, didn't he? Really, in the end.
It's not the hardest transfer to consider with his returns. I mean, are you tempted to get him despite the fact how he looks?
He's a bit too cocky. He's a bit too cocky for my
liking. Look at the fixtures.
I'm thinking maybe a differential, maybe a Leicester differential on that with Harvey Barnes, who I've liked in the past. If he got a goal against Forest, you know, if he's coming back,
he's only got 13.5% ownership. He hasn't got he's not a differential yet, I don't think, Maddison. He's not widely owned.
He's still, it's surprising how unwidely owned he is. He's having one of the best seasons of anyone on the game, isn't he, really?
Well, yeah, that little dirty period, I got out of him actually at just the right time where he got a 0-1 and a 2.
Oh, he had a dirty, so he called it his dirty period. God, wow. And what happened there? What happened in his dirty period?
I used to have bad fixtures and... Just didn't perform. A lot of them players didn't, did they?
Old Vardy looks past it, doesn't he? I don't think I'm going to be going in for him anytime soon. I don't think we should get too carried away about the Leicester revival, to be honest, because it was against Forest. And I think
they were very good against Spurs as well until the sort of...
That's what everyone says.
Song came on Bournemouth away, trick,
Bournemouth away is not a guaranteed goal fest like playing Forest is, I don't think. They seem to be a bit tighter defensively.
Everyone seems tighter than Forest.
They kept Brentford out. Yeah, well, exactly. Everyone is tough. So I don't know if I am going to rush in on Leicester just yet. And I certainly can't bring myself to sign Maddison after seeing him in action, although he is very confident, incredibly confident. And I think, you know, he should be in the England squad potentially. But it doesn't bother me that he's not, because he's had a checkered history, hasn't he? Well, he used to always end up in casinos or something. I seem to remember seeing a picture of him in his casino when he was on
international
duty. Well, I just think he's not taking it seriously, wasn't it? It was like front page news.
Slow news day.
I know, actually, now I'm saying it out loud, it does seem...
Maddison's in a casino. Oh my God. Half the clubs are sponsored by betting companies.
I know, yeah, it's weird, isn't it? James Maddison, casino.
I mean, if he was in Casino Royale, that would be very impressive.
Southgate comments on James Maddison controversy. He spent the night in a casino while his teammates lost to the Czech Republic. That was big news in 2019. Mind you, that was like before COVID, before the whole world turned to dirt. this was deemed big news at the time. He pulled out of the international team because he said he was ill, and then he was pictured in a casino not looking ill. That's what the controversy was.
Fever for blackjack.
So he has annoyed Southgate in the past, you see. That's what I mean. But anyway, we're not here to talk about international football, Dan. We're here to talk about FPL. Who was the best players away from us? The team of the week is quite a higgledy-piggledy bunch of players. Connor Cody in there.
His price is nice.
Yeah, I mean, he seems to be doing... Is that his second goal? Or is he? I think he's seems to remember having a good return once, maybe it was just a clean sheet. He got an assist. He's had an assist and a goal so far since he went there. Kura for West Ham. I'd never heard of him before. He's 4.5. He got an assist in the 2-0 win against Wolves. Sanetti. Marcos Senesi, again, never heard of him. A Bournemouth defender. He was in the team of the week with 9 points. This is why most people didn't have a great... Obviously the other star was Trossard. I was saying I've got Gross still, and I don't think I'm going to be keeping him for much longer.
I can imagine Pascal. Brighton players must be infuriating, inspiring for people, because the midfielders, if you look at the top scoring midfielders, Trossard's the second top scorer to just De Bruyne. Then Gross is like number five. And then about 9 is McAllister. So you can't have all of them. And every week it seems like only one of them does well. So it's a real... Yes. I mean, Maddison would love it. It's a real gamble to pick on those players.
It is. Almiron's come good. They were a lovely goal he scored as well there with his that volley that was unbelievable. It's hard to work out how he even hit it. But he got 2 goals in the win against Fulham. And it's not just Almiron, of course, is it? It's old Gimeresh, whatever his name is. He's back to full fitness now as well. So he's another potential Newcastle option.
Well, St. Maximin, he's been on Insta as well, saying that he's almost back.
Oh, right, because I was going to say...
That makes a difference.
It was nice to see Jared Bowen potentially returning to form with a goal and an assist. I'm still not 100% certain about West Ham, though, but they have got Fulham at home next and then Southampton away. And then Liverpool away, which isn't the scary fixture that it used to be.
Oh,
and then Bournemouth and Man
United
after that.
When is Forest Liverpool away at Liverpool? Let's bring this back.
That's coming up.
You've got them at home soon. Yeah.
To be honest, we did better against Premier League teams in the FA Cup last season, but we broke up that team because a lot of them were on loan and stuff. And
oh, now I know.
Completely disjointed. You know, but,
cheated your way into the top flight.
Banging on them. But I am tempted by getting Bowen in. I might even go Sterling to Bowen this week, but I'm not sure whether... I don't want to be too hasty on Raheem.
And how does this work for Aubameyang?
Well, I'm not sure about Aubameyang yet. I was putting his name out there. I'm not guaranteed. So, because I've already signed Callum Wilson, so swapped him out for Tony, haven't I? Tony Wilson, as we were talking about earlier. Phil Foden, obviously he got his hat trick, but they have got a blank coming up.
Yeah, are you tempted at all by Phil Foden? Is there a way to... I've already got De Bruyne, and he's the top scoring midfielder, so it'd be madness to get rid of him. But Foden is on such good form. Doesn't seem to be getting rotated in the Premier League at all, really, except that one game.
Yes.
You could get rid of Cancelo to get him in, really. It's almost a tip of similar price. So,
Silver's like delivering assists every now and again, but not as many points as Foden. So, yeah, undeniably tempted by the ventriloquist dummy looking little child. So they were the midfield, a lot of points in the midfield there with Bowen, Almiron, Madison, Foden, and Trossard, a lot of them. And then Bobby Big T Firmino's popped up in the team of the week. So he keeps sort of going under the radar when he scores, because he's still in and out of the team. I don't know why he can never hold down a first team place for Liverpool, no matter who they've got injured or what's going on. He's always rotated, but he got two goals, didn't he, in the Brighton draw? But he's infuriating to own.
I imagine a lot of these Liverpool lads are like Luis Diaz seemed like a must have for a while, and he's not really.
Yeah, then he went off the boil and got off him as well. Yeah,
Jota, everyone loved last season. I mean, obviously he's been injured.
But Nunes, he's back now and he still doesn't get in the team. Yeah, Nunes, I started off with, looked potentially quite exciting, and then everyone's discounting the expensive wing backs at Liverpool now, saying about them. And
Alexander Arnold rid of them, saving his goals for the Champions League.
Yes, it would appear so, but I just think, you know, I mean, obviously that this isn't going to carry on all season. And once Liverpool have got past, they've got Arsenal and Man City next.
Maybe these are the games they'll be good at, you know, teams that actually come out and stuff.
Possibly.
It feels like they've got to turn that form around sooner or later, doesn't it? It
does feel weird not having any Liverpool players in my team, though. It does feel weird.
Yeah. Have you got any plan around this blank formulating? Because, you know, we've got to prep for it. I've got currently four players that will be out at that match.
Yeah, it's just Man City and Arsenal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Man City and Arsenal. Yeah, I've only got three at the moment.
Okay, you might be right.
And obviously, Evers is going to keep Haaland, so I'll get rid of either Zinchenko or Martinelli. But it's a bit annoying that not to buy a Man City asset now because this is on the horizon. I'm finding that quite irritating. I don't think I'll be too badly affected. But I've got Jesus as well. Yeah, I'll probably get rid of one of my Arsenal players. So I've got four.
My bench is not a good enough bench. Like, I'll have Nico Williams coming in, which, you know, he's already got minus one this week, which is his second minus of the season. And they're away at Brighton, which is not easy anymore. And then De Silva, who briefly flourished for Brentford, and he's completely gone back to being useless.
I'll have Callum Wilson up front, and then maybe put some money into my midfield, and maybe. But I don't want to get rid of Jesus or Haaland, really. I don't want to transfer them out. I'd rather make changes to my midfield, I think. I've got Son, and Son, after his great hat trick, went a bit quiet last time. I was obviously monitoring him and monitoring Raheem.
A lot of monitoring going on.
Yes, a lot of monitoring, not much transfer activity. Just the one transfer for me, hopefully, this week. What about you, Pryor? Who are you looking at?
Well, I think you already said Wilson. I think Mitrovic for Wilson's probably something I'd have up my sleeve. And then with the upcoming game
week.
It's one of those classic things. You know, I'll get rid of Mitrovic, he'll score, and then Wilson won't score, and it'll be another hilarious bit of antics in my team where I should have just left it alone.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it will be. It looks like it potentially will be one of those scenarios. I think, what, Fulham are away at West Ham, though? Yeah, I suppose he should score in that game.
I just don't know how, you know, is he fit? Because he got injured.
Yeah, you know. He's hurt his foot, certainly. He certainly hurts his foot.
Well, that's an important part of the body for a footballer.
And Spurs away at Brighton. I mean, I don't want to go off Spurs players, and I'm still potentially thinking about bringing Harry Kane in, but I just think Brighton away will be quite a hard game, judging by how Brighton are this season for Spurs.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, they've still obviously got that weird new manager situation, so you don't know how much of that is affecting
how they play. Well, he made a good start, didn't he? Yeah, this new Italian guy. Yeah.
I mean, even if you were swapping him in and out for Haaland, they're away at Man U for that game week 12, so it's not the greatest choice.
Yes.
Champions League group's still quite tight as well, so that's still coming into play. Although Everton at home, game week 11, I think Kane's got quite a good record against Everton. I think it might be his second best to Leicester.
They do seem to be a bit tighter at the back this season, the Everton. You've got to give them that.
Yes,
seem to have improved under Frank.
Well, I don't know.
Let's not give him too much credit. My captain will obviously be Haaland. I mean, he's Southampton at home.
Is the entertaining part of this saying now, who's your vice-captain? We'll just change the feature.
Yeah, that's it. Who will be your vice-captain? Mine will be Callum Wilson, probably.
Might be De Bruyne.
So everyone's going with Captain Obvious because I'm not doing the whole Salah dodging thing again. I've suffered with that in the past. It's hampered my past few seasons. I don't want to go down that road again. Maybe you should try going down that road, Dan. Take one for the team. Do it for the sake of the podcast, a little experiment, what life is like without Haaland.
Yeah, no, I don't think I will do that. I mean, the podcast is clearly second priority to winning my actual leagues.
Fair enough.
Speaking of leagues, top of the game week league, we got some really good players in top of the league. 119 points for this fella, Andy Hiller. Hiller Real.
Wow.
I like it. He's used his surname in his
nice,
team.
Always nice.
Got some of your boys, Bowden and Madison. He's got Mitrovic as well, so I feel better about that. And Kane. Forest fan, blimey.
Oh yeah, nice, great. A Forest fan. He's still got Nico Williams.
Everyone's got him,
even though he's really cheap, but he's not really doing anything. But nice. But, well done, Andy. Nice.
Top of the league for September was John Gragnola, just ahead of Alex Jones with 147 points. So congratulations to him. Nice. Also, hey, who's top of the head-to-head league? Because that's a really important part of this feature. Oh, look, there's someone here with only 8 wins, 1 draw. And that was the game that everyone had to draw. No losses, top by 4 points. It's Daniel Pryor from Pryor's Players FC, Spurs fan. Wow, what an impressive
unbelievable feat. You're top of the standings, are you?
By 4
unbelievable
points.
Well, impressive, Pryor. Pryor's Players.
Dynamo Dyson, you see, it's all a little surname-based.
We're fans of the surname, but it means you don't have to come up with a new team name every season based on a player name pun, which I find it better. I think, you know, once you've gone with your surname, you become a heritage player. So,
All right.
I actually played Will Short this weekend. And I think he beat me. I haven't checked, actually, but I think he beat me. Remember Will, who sometimes has been on this podcast in the past? Yeah, he got 84, I got 77. Desert Haaland discs. So although I'm above him in the standings, he did beat me in the head-to-head this week. So well done, Will.
He came up short,
He did come up short. So there we go, Pryor. We'll be back on the other side of this then, I suppose. What we've got just next weekend's games, isn't it? And then there's a midweek one coming up, isn't there? It's like an Amazon Prime midweek later in the month.
Yeah, is that the blank? Yeah, that's the blank City Arsenal.
Right, that's the blank. So there's no City, no Arsenal for those midweek fixtures. So if you haven't started planning, make sure you do make some sort of plan for that. Yeah. What about a chip for that, then? I feel like a chip for that would be excessive, but maybe a free hit.
More than ever, like, some of the worst advice you're giving out this podcast.
It's not advice, it's just an idea. Would you want to play a free hit for that? If you had 3 Man City and 3 Arsenal
players, you can't have any Man City that game week because they're blank.
Yes, that's why you'd play the free hit. That's what I'm saying. You play the free hit and then
plan ahead. Blank. You play your free hit for a double or Man City home to Forest. And other than that,
I wasn't suggesting I'm going to do it. I'm certainly not going to play it.
No, you're just trying to advance your position in the game week league by.
Just ideas. Maybe you could do that as a little experiment, Dan. Play your chip early and then get rid of Haaland, sell him, and then take one for the team.
Maybe Forrest can get some points as a little experiment.
Well, it doesn't look like. What would you call someone who doesn't pick Erling Haaland? There's no catchy nickname like a Salah Dodger, is there?
No.
Erling.
Why don't you come back to this next week?
It's not through
bloody ailing. He
makes the lead. I know, yeah, but I mean ailing as in being ill. Rather than. Anyway, okay, look, let's just leave it. Let's quit while we're behind. And remember that it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.